Allow me to address the elephant in society's room. The silent killer. The invisible enemy. And no, I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about depression. Something that is hardly spoken about. Something that takes millions and millions of people's lives each and every year. What is depression? We often get very perplexed when we hear that someone has taken their life. And we wonder what could have happened for them to get to that point that they thought living and dying was more or less the same thing. Depression. This enemy sucks the life out of you. Waking up becomes a mission. Interacting with people becomes very, very difficult. It steals your socializing capabilities. It even breaks the closest relationships, the most important people in your life. It takes that. Depression has a way of dragging you to the social media platforms and show you just how people have made it. And then asks you what do you have going. Indeed, you look the people you went to high school with, driving fancy cars, living in luxurious houses, and you still at the very same place you were a decade ago. Depression. Depression. How does society address this elephant? Do we blame the depressed people? Do we tell them to pick themselves up? Do we tell them to be strong? Do we tell them that no one said life would be easy? What do we say to depressed people? Do we even have an eye to see, to realize the turmoil that they're going through? Most of the people that we've lost to depression wouldn't have really gone if we had stretched out our hands and told them, or held them and told them everything would be fine, held their hand and reassured them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, spoke life into them. How do we treat depressed people? Because they're amongst us. It could be your brother, your mother, your partner, your sister. Are we so preoccupied to even realize the people who are silently crying out for help, who are choking at depression's hands? How long will we turn a blind eye to those who are going through depression? Today, I challenge you to pay special attention to that person who is going through hell. Reassure them that there is light at the end of the tunnel.